private sector as well as the central bank.
The conference on Islamic banking covered a wide variety of issues by various financial experts from different countries. The Central Bank of Nigeria, which is the chief regulator of financial institutions, organized this seminar.
We needed to do this conference to create and deepen the awareness, and also to bring stakeholders to identify the challenges and set the road forward to address those challenges.
Many of the participants agreed that Islamic banking can help in tackling poverty in society and will open up new opportunities for ordinary Nigerians to gain access to a less stringent but ethical banking system.
Islamic economics is all about wealth creation and the benefit to the community at large. The ultimate objective is to ensure that anything that is introduced by the entrepreneur is done for the benefit of the community at large.
Some of the issues raised are those involving the regulatory environment, global context of Islamic finance, tax issues, and default.
It's a fairly new industry, relative to the conventional system. And as you know, it's human behavior. When it's not regulated, obviously, there can be issues, particularly when it comes to disputes.
Islamic banking, as one of the models of non-interest banking, has sparked off controversy in a religiously divided Nigeria. Some Christian groups have alleged that the takeoff of the scheme was part of a grand plan to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state. But the Central Bank of Nigeria has insisted that there is no agenda. It is about finance and not religion.
Islamic banking is a mode of financing, alternative method of financing, based on fairness, equity, transparency, and also empowering people. And as you know, Islamic banks also deliberately, we don't finance anything that is harmful to society. So we only look for projects that make positive impact in people's life.
The Nigerian Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs says Islamic banking is operated in over 75 countries, including predominantly Christian nations. Nigeria, it says, cannot afford to be left behind in the multi-billion dollar business. Nigeria, according to the council, is the sixth largest Muslim population in the world and should be able to partake in the benefit of a global financial product. Anjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.